看一节圣经好不好？
Let's look at the Bible verse.
我们翻到以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians 5:16.
以弗所书第五章第十六节。
Ephesians 5:16.
这里说哈，他说要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶。
He says here, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
我愿意在今天教宗之前啊。提到两件上个礼拜我们弟兄伟修所交通的。
I want to mention what our brother shared last week.
我们弟兄上次说啊，这个啊，没想到很快六月就结束了。
Our brother said that hard to believe that June has gone by.
啊，我今天说没想到，真的七月开始。
Today I said I'm hard to believe that July.
我前几天去看我挂在我屋子一个照片啊，是我们公司转2000年的时候全公司照的一个照片。
I look at the picture that we took, our company took and in the year 2000.
基本上也看不到人的了，不过一堆人啊，他用了这个升降机。爬得很高照下来。
You can hardly see the faces because it's taken from very far.
但是呢，对我有个感觉哈，这个当时过2000年，觉得一个大事啊，现在快要到2010年。
At that time, going through the year 2000 was a big thing, but now we're almost heading to 2010.
所以我愿意再有点交通关于这个时间的问题啊。
I want to talk a little bit about time.
你知道，在神创造世界以前没有时间的。
Before God created the world, there was no time.
是从永远到永远没时间。
From eternity to eternity.
自从神造了天地之后，时间才出来。
It's only after the creation that there's the concept of time.
如果你好好想啊，主给你这个时间，其实是为着帮助我们。
When the Lord gives us time, it is to help us.
当然，当初如果亚当没犯罪的话，可能这个事情不是这么大。
If Adam had not sinned, maybe this is not a big issue.
但因为亚当犯罪了，我们需要能够看到救恩的话，时间对我们很要紧。
But because Adam sinned, we need to see salvation. The concept of time becomes important.
有一天我在想这个，我就跟 Sherry 说啊，我说如果我们关在一个黑屋子里面，或者不要黑屋子，就关在一个看不到太阳、什么都看不到的一个房间里。
I was talking with Sherry and I said that if we were in a room and we cannot see outside and it's dark.
你知道你过了几天了吗？
Do you know how many days?
当然我还少讲一个，没有手表。
And of course, you should not have a watch in there.
所以你没有手表，没办法看到太阳，什么都没看到。你知道你过了几天了吗？
If you cannot see the sun, you cannot see anything. Do you know how many days has passed by?
我们不知道。
We do not know.
如果小孩子可能还会知道。
Maybe a kid would know.
因为他慢慢长高了，对不对？
Because he's growing.
所以他这个慢慢发现，哎，我的确过了一些年，但是多久不知道。
He can sense a difference because he's growing taller, but he wouldn't know how much time has passed.
你知道小孩子最喜欢放假。
Kids love vacation.
他一放假的时候，他不知道这是究竟过哪几天。
But during vacation, he doesn't know how many days has passed.
但是如果我们问了，我们大人也差不多。
Well, we adults are about the same.
那我们去参加 retreat 可能只有4天啊，如果你5-6天的那种 conference 啊。
In a retreat, we had like about 4 days, and in conference, it could be longer.
你知道吗？你过了几天，你会问今天礼拜几。
After a few days, you do not know what day it is.
因为通常这是上班的时候。
Usually it's a weekday.
但是你玩了几天都不上班，你就不知道是礼拜几。
But if you don't go to work, you really do not know what day of the week it is.
诗篇90篇啊，大家如果要翻也可以翻啊。
Psalm 90, if you want to turn, can turn.
90篇12节这里说哈。
Psalm 90:12.
他说：“求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。”
So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
时间告诉我们人是有限的。
Time tells us that man is limited.
人的生命也有限的。
Life of man is also limited.
所以诗人在这里说，你要数算你的日子。
That's why it says here you have to number your days.
你如果会数算的话。 你就不会继续，如果今天一直走一个方向，你可能会问这个方向是对的吗？
If you know how to count your days, then you will ask, am I heading the right direction?
因为他说你数算的话，你就得到智慧的心。
Because when you number your days, you will get the heart wisdom.
如果我们今天看很多的事情啊，我们的确不知道会有什么是发生的。
We really do not know what will happen.
我最近有一个弟兄啊，不在这里啊。他们一家、除了他之外都得到猪流感、
there was a brother, his family, you know, aside from him, got that H1N1 virus.
他送了一个 email 出来说，一方面请弟兄姊妹为他们家祷告。
He sent out an email saying, asking brothers and sisters to pray for their family.
那另外他说、我们尽量都已经准备好，你要在远东啊，这个都准备得很好的，这个绝对不要受到猪流感，那才是重了。
He said that we were really prepared so that we won't get this virus, but we did.
所以他特别最后提到哈，我们该如何准备见我们的主。
And he said that we need to prepare.To meet our Lord.
好像刚刚那首诗歌啊，我们弟兄在梦中都说，但愿那一日我能够宽然的见他。
And like what the hymn said that, you know, may I be joyfully meet him on that day.
最近很多飞机都掉下来啊。
There were a lot of airplanes that went down lately.
最近这个是在亚门那里，对不对？掉到印度洋。
In Yemen, it fell on the Indian Ocean.
153个，一个活了。
Out of 153, one.
一个14岁的女孩活了。
A four-year-old girl.
对，他当初报告错了，说一个 five-year-old boy， 但是后来发现是14岁的女孩活了。
First he said a five-year-old boy, but now they corrected fourteen-year-old girl.
但是如果你他们访问这个女生啊，她说她掉下来，她基本上是晕过去了啊，但是到水里面她醒。
They asked this girl, well, she was unconscious, but when she hit the water, she regained consciousness.
然后呢，她就听到周围很多人讲话。
And she heard a lot of voices around her.
所以你知道，很多人活的那时候。
So apparently at that time, a lot of people are still living.
她醒过了，她说她什么都黑的，因为那时候是晚上一点半，什么都看不见。
It was dark and she cannot see anything.
她刚好旁边有一个飞机的残骸，她就抓住。
Oh, so there was a part of a plane, so she hang on to that.
她抓了13个小时。
For 13 hours.
所以她活了。
So she lived.
你要知道，这里很多人活的。
See, there were a lot of people still living.
有几个人愿意这样抓住，然后等十几个小时。
But how many were able to hold on and waited for 14 hours?
说我们今天求主给我们有早知道去数算我们的日子。
So may we be able to number our days?
特别我们青少年在这里啊。
Especially our youth.
我们要好好。好好用我们有的时间。
We need to use our time wisely.
第二个是我们弟兄上个礼拜主要的交通。
The second thing is the main point of our brother sharing last week.
上礼拜有来的还记得我们弟兄伟修交通什么吗？
Whoever is here last week, do you still remember what he shared?
我们弟兄跟我们交通到奉献。
Shared about
consecration. 我们常过都跟弟兄姊妹交通。
We share with brothers and sisters.
我们还没信主，第一个要先信主。
Before you believe, the first thing, of course, the most important is you believe first.
一个人信主之后，下一个最大的关口就是把自己奉献给主。
The second thing is consecration.
我很喜欢有听到有人信主之后，他说换一个主人。
I like to hear people say, you know, after they believe, they change their boss.
Master. they have a different master. 要有另外一个主人。
They have a different master.
Yeah. 所以你知道吗？这个我们其实 那我们记得 retreat 的时候，我们弟兄常弟兄跟我们交通哈，他说我们都不喜欢被管。
We hear people say we don't like to be under somebody.
但是你要知道，你不愿意被神管，魔鬼就在管。
But if you do not want to be under our Lord, then you are actually under the enemy.
所以很多的我们弟兄上礼拜都交通。
Last week our brother shared.
我只愿意交通两点。我里面的感觉
I want to share two points
你知道一个基督徒如果你不奉献的话你属灵的窍不会开的
A Christian if you are not consecrated you will not have that spiritual discerning inside
属灵的窍不开的话你读圣经你读不懂的
You don't have this spiritual discernment, then when you read the Bible, you don't really understand.
你可以每天都在读，对你来讲白纸黑字。
You could be reading every day, but it's just black and white.
你不要小看你读不懂圣经是小事。
Do not belittle this thing that if you don't understand, it's not an issue.
因为神说我的话这个是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because the Lord said that my light, my word is the light, before you.
所以如果我们没有真的有奉献的话，属灵的窍也不开的话，这个最多都是一篇知识增加在你脑袋里。
So if we do not consecrate ourselves and we do not have spiritual, real spiritual understanding, you know, this is just word books.And knowledge.
我们今天啊，我们虽然信主，但是呢，圣经告诉我们，我们仍然会在黑暗中的。
The Lord said, even though we believe in Him, we could still be in darkness.
我们之所以在黑暗中，因为天，我们的神对我们全部关闭的。
We are in darkness is because to us, as if the Lord we cannot be.
他对我们 关闭的话你发现圣经说、啊、很多的神要对我们讲话我们也听不见、
When the Lord is kind of closed to us、meaning we can't see him then we cannot hear him
所以第一件事情奉献是我们在属灵上成长的最关键的一步
So consecration is a very important step in our spiritual walk
第二个
The second thing
我们都很怕奉献
We're all afraid of consecration
我们怕苦怕穷
Because we're afraid of suffering and poverty
过去很多年前、啊、我们在一个茶经里面有个姊妹后来就交通哇她哭了
There was a sister in our Bible study group She cried
她说我实在很怕穷很怕苦哇什么都很怕
I'm so afraid of suffering. I'm so afraid of being poor. Everything I'm so afraid of.
你知道啊，我们如果知道今天有两个主人
，If we know that today there are two masters,
不是魔鬼就是神。
If it's not Satan, then it's God.
你要谁管
？Who do you want to be your master?
魔鬼绝对不为你效力的。
The Satan, of course, is not for you.
你今天发现你做得很顺利，不见得是真的对你好的。
Even though life is going smoothly, it's not necessarily good for you.
其实我们觉得苦，乃是说我想要的得不到。
For us, suffering is when we cannot get what we want.
其实那不见得很苦的。
But actually, that's not.
只是我们的观念里面，我得不到就是苦。
It's just in our concept that when we cannot get something, we are suffering.
但是神说，我今天如果把我的给你，你会知道那是苦还是不苦。
But the Lord said, if I give you what's from me, then you will know what's suffering.
你知道，你奉献乃是说把我交给他。
Consecration is giving, is committing ourselves to the Lord.
然后让他照着他当初造我的心意坐在我身上。
And letting Him do His will in our life.
你要知道，这是蒙福的路。
This is a blessing.
你记得常弟兄两天在退休会里面就讲到诗篇。 什么是蒙福的人。
Remember in the retreat, our brother talked about what is, who is the blessed man.
你知道我们如果把自己交给神，
If we commit ourselves to the Lord,
神绝对不跟我们开玩笑。
The Lord does not joke with us.
圣经怎么讲？我向神求饼，他给我石头吗？
Will the Lord give you a stone if you ask for bread?
绝对不会。
Of course not.
还有一件事我们必须记得。
There's another thing we need to remember.
主何等的爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
没有一个在地上比神更爱我们。
There's no other who loves us more than that.
这么爱我们的一个，当我交给他，他捉弄我吗？
If the Lord loves us so much and we commit ourselves to Him,Will he do anything bad to us?
他绝对不捉弄我们。
Of course he will not.
所以啊，我觉得这是长弟兄在第一个晚上就把一个 statement 啊，把一句话讲的就是非常非常好。
Last time our brother Tang, he really said something very good.
他第一天就用诗篇第一章第一节。
The first day he mentioned Psalm 1:1.
啊，中文说不从恶人的计谋。
That we should not listen to the counsel of the wicked.
那英文讲得很好 ，counsel.
It's counsel.
不听恶人的建议。
We do not want to listen to the counsel of the evil.
那我们弟兄讲啊，恶人不是带个牌坊在这里，我是恶人啊。
Evil man doesn't mean that you know they have a brand.
对不对？带个牌子说我是恶人，你一定跑了吗？你还听吗
？Of course, if you know they are evil, you would not listen to them.
没有的。我们说撒旦都可以装成光明的天使。
Satan can be like an angel of light.
所以啊，不是挂牌子告诉你要是恶人。
It's not going to be very obvious.
那他可能就是恶人。
But it, he might be.
所以啊，这里说的 counsel of the wicked， 这个 wicked 可能是我们的 desire， 我们的这个我们所想要的。
So this counsel of the wicked could be something that we like, we want.
所以我今天只愿意补充两件事情。
So two things that I want to add.
第一个，奉献给主，我们属灵的路才正式开始。
So upon consecration to the Lord, that's the beginning of our spiritual walk.
奉献给主，放心的把自己交给他，他何等的爱。
We consecrate ourselves to the Lord. We commit ourselves to Him.
不要接受恶人的建议。
Do not accept the counsel of the wicked.
然后中了魔鬼的诡计。
And be ensnared by the evil one.
好，我今天愿意跟大家有点交通哈。我们先看一段圣经好不好？我们翻到提摩太后书。
Let's look at Second Timothy.
第二章。
Two.
提摩太后书第二章第十九节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 19.
找得到吗？新约提摩太后书第二章第十九节。啊，我先读哈。他这里说，然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有着印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你们要逃避少年的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure.Having his feet this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and used for the master's use.And prepared unto every good work. Flee also from youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Okay, 我们再谈第二段圣经哈，我们翻到提摩太前书第三章。
Another Bible chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三章第十节到第十五节。
First Corinthians 3:10-15。
所以说我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎么样在上面建造。因为呢，已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木合接在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来。有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎么样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过一样。
According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid a foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ, Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abides, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet also as by fire.
刚刚第一段圣经我们在提摩太后书所读的。
The first one, in 2 Timothy.
他哪里说啊？他说这个在这个根基上面有个印记。
It says that on the foundation there's a seal.
谈两件事情。
And it mentioned two.
第一个他说主认识谁是他的人。
It says that Christ knows who is his.
我们刚刚祷告说我们今天属他，他也属我们啊。
We said that we belong to him and he belongs to us.
当然我们今天有了主的生命，我们是属他的。
Of course, today we have his life, we belong to him.
主耶稣说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识我的羊。
The Lord said, my sheep knows my voice and I know them.
但这里讲的认识超过这一个。
But here, when it says no, it's beyond this.
他真的认识不只是是你的，你是蒙恩得救，我就认识你。
This knowledge here is not only for salvation.
乃是说你真正是一个跟从主的人。
But it means that you really follow the Lord.
乃是你是一个愿意行他旨意的人。
You are willing to do his will.
你知道马太福音我们时间给你们看，马太福音第七章那里告诉我们说。
In Matthew 7 it says.
他说这个，他说那里说好，有人到那一天见主的时候，主耶稣说我不认识你。
Says that, you know, when on that day when they met the Lord said, I do not know you.
他说主啊主啊，我不是奉你的名赶鬼吗？我不是奉你的名传道行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name has done many wonderful works?
你知道主耶稣怎么回答？他说我不认识。
The Lord said, I never knew you.
你这个作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Depart from me, ye that work in me.
所以你知道认识这个字哈，在圣经里面不只是我们信主了，我们主认识我们。
So this word know does not only mean that we know mean salvation.
这个认识还讲到我们究竟那一天得不得到称许的。
It also refers to on that day, are we gonna be commended?
我们不要以为我今天哇，我信主了，我得可以上天堂，我就已经满足的不得了。
Do not think that today because I'm saved, I'm already satisfied.
因为主耶稣在这里明讲的，到那一日，主要对我们每一个已经信主的人问一个。这个说我可能不认识你。
Because the Lord on that day will ask us, and He might say He never knew us.
他说：“你这个作恶的人，离开我去吧。”
And it says, like, depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
所以主在这里啊，第一个他说，这个根基上面一个印子，第一个主任是谁是属他的。
First it says in this foundation there is a seal. The Lord knows who is His.
乃是能够那一批愿意对主忠心的人。
It's those who are going to be loyal to the Lord, faithful to the Lord.
所以在这个磐石上，真正在这个磐石上建造主说，我知道。
So it's on this rock I know I build upon.
所以当你知道以色列百姓全部都去拜偶像、拜巴力的时候
，So when all the Israelites went and worshipped Baal.
以利亚怎么说？他说：“神啊，只剩下我一个了。”
What did Elijah say? He said, "I'm the only one left."
但是神说 ：“No, 我还留了7000人没向巴力去祭。”
But the Lord said, "There's still 7,000 who did not."
所以这个叫做神认识谁是他的人。
So the Lord knows who's His.
那第二个呢？他这一段圣经里面说啊，这个印记还有在说，他说凡称呼主名的，总要离开不义。
It also says that those who not everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
这个什么叫不义
？What is iniquity？
这里乃是讲说不合神心意、不讨主喜悦的。
It's those who are not who are not pleasing to the Lord.
我们都要离开。
We all have to leave that, depart from that.
你知道，我刚才讲过，对一个罪人最重要的是蒙恩得救。
For a sinner, the most important thing is to be saved.
能够得到重生
can be born again.
但对一个圣徒来讲
but for one who, for a believer,
最重要的是那一天得到奖赏
the most important thing is on that day you will get your reward.
所以保罗在这里就继续说了
so here Paul continues.
他把两个点写出来之后他就继续讲了
So he continued to say,
他这里说啊，在大户人家有金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
That in man's house there shall be vessel.
有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
Vessel of honor and vessel of dishonor.
他在这里基本上说啊，这个，我们应该知道啊，在以前旧约的圣殿里面呢，只有金器跟银器。
In the temple, there's only vessel of silver and gold.
没有木器瓦器。
There's no wood or earth vessel.
什么叫做金器银器
？What is a vessel of gold?
圣经里面给我们看到，所有金的都是属神的。
Whatever is gold belongs to the Lord.
啊，都跟神的性情有关的。
It has connection with God's character.
什么是银的呢
？What is silver?
乃是讲到跟神的救恩有关的。
It is connected to the salvation of the Lord.
那什么是木呢
？And what is wood?
啊，木乃是讲到跟我们人的性情有关的。
Wood is of man's character.
你说人。木头会朽坏的。
Wood is will have decay, will go to decay.
然后呢，你知道什么是瓦器吗
？And what's of the earth?
瓦器就是人所做的。
Earth is made by man.
或者说，照着我们天然生命活出来的。
According to our natural man.
所以在这里说，照道理应该只有金器、银器。
Actually, there should only be vessels of gold and silver.
但是在这里说，大户人家有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器。
But here it says in the great house, there's vessels of gold, silver, wood, and earth.
这个大户人家乃是讲到今天的教会。
What is this great house? It's referring to the church today.
他说教会里面有金的、有银的、也有木的、也有瓦的。
In the church today, there's gold, silver, wood, and earth.
有人在教会里面是凭着神的生命过活的。
Some in the church live by the character of our Lord.
但是有些人在教会里面是凭着我自己过活的。
But some live out of their own natural life.
所以圣经在这里说啊，愿意凭着神过活的，他说是贵重的器皿。
May those who live out the life of God, those are the vessels of gold and silver.
你如果为着你靠着你自己而过 活，他说是卑贱的心。
But if you live out of your own life, then you're a vessel of dishonor.
靠着我们自己，就是说我喜欢怎么样就怎么样。
It means that you just do whatever you like.
这哲理是讲器皿的贵重与否。
This talks about the honor and dishonor of a vessel.
这里不是讲这个器皿的功用有多少。
It's not talking about how effective, the vessel is.
医生啊，如果讲功用的话，木器瓦器更有用。
Because if it's the use, a wooden and an earthen vessel is probably more useful.
我们家里有几个人有金银的东西啊？
Who among us has gold and
不敢举手，一举手有人回去叫你家去拿。
Don't want to let other people know because it might get stolen.
对啊，这个，但是就算你有了，你那些都摆在哪里了，对不对
but, ？Even if you have, you only put it up in the shelf.
你真的用的都是一些木器瓦器。
What you really use is a wooden and earthen vessel.
你知道我小的时候啊，只要有东西听到声音打得破，我就很喜欢打破。
And I was a kid, I like to hear a broken thing, and so.
那时候很多年前呢，住在那种中国很旧式的唐楼上面，这个那时候有用一些瓷器的东西啊。我妈妈说的，就是说我最喜欢听到钢。
I love the sound of a breaking of an earthen vessel.
所以啊。说家里最后就换成不是木的了，就是塑胶的。
So we change everything to wood or plastic.
啊，因为打不破了。
Because then it will not be broken.
所以你知道这个，你这家里会用多的都是一些木器瓦器。
See, actually in a household, what you use most is, you know, wood or earthen things.
嗯，地上的人也是看重什么是你如果很有才干，很看重你的。
In this world, you're very talented. You know, the world likes that.
你知道在公司里面，你越有才干，越喜欢你。
In a company, if you are very talented, they put importance on that.
他不管你的生活是如何的。
They do not care how you live your life.
只要你对公司有用，啊，我就器重你。
As long as you're useful for the company, will use you.
啊、这个观念不能够带到神的家中来的。
This kind of thinking cannot be brought to the church.、
啊、很多人说，哇，你今天你这么有口才，那赶快信主，以后你都去传福音了。
People say, oh, you know, you're very good at speaking. You should believe, and then you can spread the gospel.
我以前年轻的时候，有人说，哇，你这么爱唱歌，声音又好，赶快来唱诗班。
When I was young, people say, oh, you have a good voice, you know, you should join the choir.
这是世界的观念。
This is the world thing.
神今天所看的，不只是看我们，不是看重我们可以有多少用。
God doesn't really focus on how useful we are.
神今天要看你是怎样的器皿。
God focuses on what kind of vessel you are.
所以我们今天啊，究竟是怎样在这个根基上建造
？So how are we going to build on this foundation?
我们刚刚读更多更多前书第三章里面说
，We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
他说有些人建造是金银宝石。
It says that some people build upon the foundation of gold, silver, precious stones.
但有一些是草木和屑。
Others wood, hay, and stubble.
你知道什么是草木和屑吗
？You know what's wood, hay, and stubble?
当然我们知道这，那些牛啊、马在吃的，对不对
？We know those are what are consumed by cows and horses.
但是圣经告诉我们说，草木和屑是火一烧就全没了。
But wood, hay, and stubble are easily burned by fire.
换句话说，草木和屑是一点价值都没有。
In other words, wood, hay, and stubble is worthless.
你想要当你家里的火烤箱啊，或者火炉啊，这个 fireplace 都没用，一烧就没了。
Even in a fireplace, it's easy to burn this thing.
所以这个非常便宜的东西。
And they are cheap stuff.
Yeah, 我儿子最喜欢讲 cheap stuff. 人买一些东西不是很有，他叫 cheap stuff.
But I buy stuff that is just cheap stuff.
所以你知道，我们不要看很多东西是 cheap stuff.
You should not just look at things that are they're all cheap.
我们今天要看，我们今天在神面前，就看我这个人是 cheap stuff.
See, are we cheap stuff.
主是用了贵重，用了他重价买我们回来的。
See, the Lord gave up everything to buy us back.
那主说，我花了这么多钱，我拿回来，这不是 cheap stuff， 这个是花了很多钱拿回来，好像一个 garbage。
Well, if you spend a lot and then you in turn get garbage.
Yeah, 所以你要知道，今天有便宜的。我们要在神面前成为一个便宜货呢，还是一个重价的货？
So are we gonna be just a cheap stuff up before the Lord, or are we gonna be a precious?
所以那段圣经里面在说，人要自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
That's why the Lord said that we should depart from lowly things.
其实原文里面没有得势的事，他说人要自洁，脱离卑贱。
So in original, it doesn't say depart from lowly things. It just says depart from being low.
Yes. 神要我们脱离做一个卑贱的人。
See, the Lord wants us to not be a lowly person.
他说你要自己。
You need to be aware.
Oh, holy.
Holy.
所以你这里你发现我以前啊。还没信主的时候，我背着一个罪恶的重担。
Before I believed, I had a burden of sin.
就刚刚我们唱了首诗歌哈，我一切重担锁链都脱落。
So when we sing that song that we are rid of all chains and fetters.
如果不是遇见主的话，一直背着那个罪恶的重担。
If it's not because I know the Lord, I will be carrying that load of sin.
信主之后，我很想过圣洁的生活。
After I believed, I wanted to go live a holy life.
但是呢，我发现做不到。
But then I cannot make it.
啊，我好像背着一个要圣洁的生活，圣洁的重担。
I have a burden of living a holy life.
你知道我们那时候几个弟兄们呢？我们说，哎呀，不要看电视。
So you know, a few brothers said we're not going to watch TV.
啊，所以我们就把电视摆到 closet 里面。
So we moved the TV to the closet.
啊，我们还有人把电视丢从二楼丢下去就烂掉。
Some even throw away the TV from like second floor and break it.
啊，我心愿是不错。
Well, I seem to have a good heart.
但是我们常常会在某些地方碰面。
But then when we meet each other,
啊，这个在 Rosedale 的那个以前有一个什么大商店，外面都是电视，你知道吗？
In Rosedale there's a lot of
啊，家里没电视了，对不对？所以都站在哪里看
？So we were all standing watching the TV in the mall.
是啊 ，in the mall. 啊，因为你那个吸引还是在。
See, you know the attraction is still there.
啊，所以你发现啊，哎呀，背这个圣洁的重担背得好苦。
So this burden to be holy is very is too much.
啊，这个我们才发现很多人都过这种的生活。
So、we know that a lot of people go through this.
啊，陈锡仁弟兄有一次在这个西安聚会，他就跟我们交通了。
Brother Christian Chen shared.
他说。他说、啊、不应该去看电影。
Say, oh, you should not go watch a movie.
啊，然后呢，啊，他实在想看。
But he really wanted to go.
所以啊，约好一个弟兄，两个人要去看。
So he and a brother, have.
一个不去，一个还不行，那总要两个照上档嘛，对不对
？He needs a companion.
他说大热天是穿个大外套。
Oh, it was very hot, but they still had this huge jacket.
要进去之前把头也盖起来。
Oh, and they covered themselves.
最怕就有别人看到了。
Afraid that they will be recognized.
进去之后呢，啊，终于进来了。
They're relieved.
但是他说，哎呀，里面一点都不平安。
But in their heart, there was no peace.
偷偷摸摸的来这里看电影。
Because they're creeping in there trying to hide.
他说，就你想什么都没看到。
They didn't really watch the movie.
他说，希望赶快结束就走了。
So they just wanted to the movie.
我已经忘记他们提早走了。
I don't know if they left early.
他说，他再没有进去过电影院。
So he never went back.
要知道，绝对没有一个法律说你不可以看电视。
There is really no law that you cannot.
没，你不可以看电影。
Or you cannot watch movies.
整个事情乃是主把那个吸引拿走。
It's the whole thing is the Lord take away the attraction.
那叫世界不是不可爱。
The world is lovely.
所以我孩子长大，这世界越来越可爱。
Especially when you know when you grow up, you see, look at the world. You know, the more you like.
小的时候玩玩一些玩具，对不对？
When you're a kid, you maybe play with those toys.
长大一点呢，哦，玩具就开始这个。
complicated，再大一点呢？再大一点呢？要什么cell phone啊？再大一点iPhone啊？再下去，我不知道要什么。所以你发现世界很可爱。所以你根本就是不生活在这个世界里。他说你根本就是不生活在这个世界里。
世界是很可爱的。World
is very attractive.
但是有一件事情，是当你发现主更可爱的时候。But
when you know that the Lord is lovelier,
这个东西就一件一件的下去了。Then
this thing will, you know.
说圣经说不要爱世界。So
the Lord said, do not love the world.
不是世界不可爱，那是不要去爱。Not
that the world is not lovely, but it's that do not love it.
说怎么样脱离我们这个能够自解呢？
So how do we get away from this?
自洁哈，holy，这个乃是圣灵做的。
So we to be holy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's God.
By the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, it's from the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要有一个愿意自洁这个心智。
But we need to have a heart and a will to be holy.
因为只有你有这个心智，主才能够坐在你身上。
It's only when you have this will, this heart, then the Lord can do it.
如果你真的愿意说我要圣洁的话，你这个第一步，你真的愿意把自己奉献给主。
If you're willing to be holy, then you will consecrate yourself to the Lord.
当我们真的愿意这样子的话，圣经告诉我们说，神就用十字架。
When we have this willingness, the Lord will use the work of the cross.
人都不喜欢十字架这个名词啊。People
do not like the word the cross.
你要知道十字架这个救恩啊，十字架何等的奇妙。This
salvation of the cross is amazing.
那我们刚刚唱诗歌， What a wonderful Savior! What 何等奇妙的救恩！
We sing the of him, what a wonderful Savior.
主的十字架不止救我们从死亡永远灭亡当中得到永生。
The cross saved us from eternal death to eternal life.
主今天的十字架还有救我们今生的生活。
The cross will save our life today.
如果我们愿意过圣洁生活的话，
If we want to go have a holy life,
神能够用基督圣灵这个十字架对付 我们的天然肉体与我们自己的能力。
The Holy Spirit can use the cross to do away with our natural character.
这个在箴言里面有一句话，这个叫做鼎为着炼银，炉为着炼金。
In Proverbs it says, as the fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold.
你要知道神今天要炼我们成为金，也炼为我们成为银。
Today the Lord wants to refine us like gold.
在地上都需要用鼎或者用炉才出来的。
See, here it uses refining pot and furnace.
你我今天要炼成金跟银，你想随便吗？
Today we want to become gold or silver. Is it a small thing?
在神的智慧里面，只要我们愿意把自己交给他，主能够对付我们的天然生命。If
we commit ourselves to him, the Lord can do it.
一年，三年，五年，十年。
One year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years.
神
The Lord can refine us that His life will be in us.
你会发现，当主坐在我们身上之后，
When the Lord do it in our life,
你这个人就变了。This
you will change.
你可能做同样的事，
You might be doing the same.
你可能讲同样的话，
Or may say, being saying the same word.
但你这个人变了。But
you have changed.
做贵重的器皿有一个目的的。
Um, uh, uh, vessel of honor has a as a goal.
当圣经怎么读的？ 那下面那句话怎么讲？
What does the Bible say?
他说你要成为贵重的器皿，合乎主用。
That you will become vessel of honor, prepared for every good work.
For the useful for the master.
For you need for the use master's use.
我们的主要用我们。
The Lord wants to use us.
我们信主的时候，我们不要只是想到，哇，主啊，给我，给我，给我。
So after we believe, it's not that, or we only think that the Lord should give us stuff.
我们传福音都说，你信主就有福气啦。
When we share the gospel, we say, well, when you believe, when you have the salvation, you're blessed.
那我们信主之后也是说啊，给我，给我，给我。
And after we believe, we ask the Lord to give us things.
你知道我们这个中文是我，英文很多字啊 ，me my my whatever 很多字，对不对？都是我。
In English, there's all a lot of terms for the me, for the concept of I.
看了那个卡通片，那个 Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
很多人看过哈，它里面有一只鸟，只会叫 my 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 my，me，它都是我。
It's a bird that they only know how to say me and mine.
你知道，如果我们信主之后，永远只 想到就是我能够得什么，我今天失去什么，我今天亏了什么，我。
If only we need to, if we only think about what we want, what we need, me.
你知道吗？的确，我们要奉献给主，你会觉得非常痛苦。
Then it's very hard to consecrate.
因为你从我拿走一些东西了嘛。
Because it's taking away something from us.
但是我们信主之后，如果说我们把它从我的目眼光中转向主。
But if we turn our eyes from ourselves to the Lord.
就好像保罗信主的时候，他怎么问主？
Like what Paul asked the Lord.
他问主说，主啊，你要做什么？我要做什么？
He asked the Lord, what should I do?
我当做什么？
What should I be doing?
主今天救你我回来，乃是主有一个托付在我们每一个人身上。
When the Lord saved us, he has a purpose in us.
我们应该问主说，你救了我，我当做什么？
We need to be asking the Lord, you saved us, so what should we be doing?
所以主在这里说，我们先成为贵重的器皿，就能够合乎主用。
So if we become vessel of honor, then we can be met for the master's use.
在这里哈，我们有两件事啊，我刚刚也提过哈。这第一个，我们必须有一个要主的心。
So the first thing is we have to have a heart that we want the Lord.
当你愿意要主的话，主就看见了。When
we want the Lord sees that.
你知道旧约的雅各，你觉得他是很好人吗？
Like Jacob, do you think he's a good man?
你读过圣经就知道他是真的最诡诈的人。We
know that he's very shrewd.
这个其实他也很聪明，对不对？
He's very smart.
他蛮有学问的啊，他怎么当那个羊啊，这个好好的，对不对？白白的，这个背就是树枝，杏树枝，他就变成有斑点了。
He's very smart. You know the sheep, you know they're white, but you know when they look at the twigs, they become you know speckled.
他就把他舅舅的全部的羊全部抢过来。
So he was able to get all of his uncle's sheep.
非常有聪明的。
Very smart person.
基本上非常的诡诈。
Very shrewd.
但是呢，他有个心要主。
But he has a heart. He wants the Lord.
说神看见了。
And the Lord.
神一生对付他，因为他有个心要主。
So the Lord,
His whole life.
Yeah.
Work on him.
Work on him.
这个一生就对付他。
So the Lord kept working on him.
你知道到他晚年了，他学很多功课。
In his old age, he learned a lot.
他先遇到他的舅舅，其实也很伟大。
First he met his uncle, a very shrewd man too.
为了娶个太太，做了20年。
Because he wanted to get married, he had to work for 20 years.
廉价劳工。
active labor.
都在大学工作的都是，我不是讲教授，我是这个做 TA RA 都是廉价劳工。
Like the TA and RA who have to work really hard.
然后呢，这个娶个太太也够伟大的。
And his wife also very shrewd.
结果呢，生出孩子啊，青出于蓝。
Same thing, his kids.
说搞到他老年的时候，他说：“哇，你这个要害我悲悲惨惨的下阴间呢。”
So in his old age, he said, "Oh, are you gonna let me go to hell?"
所以你会发现呢、啊，但是神用这个环境要得着这个雅各。
But the Lord used this kind of environment to get him.
只要我们要主。
So as long as we want the Lord,
神可以坐在我们身上。
The Lord can do it.
不是我们自己拼命要怎么去行出来。
Not that we do something ourselves.
第二个，我们刚才讲，把自己奉献给主。
Second thing is to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
做一个寻求主的人。
Be one who seek the Lord.
你知道吗？神在找。
The Lord is looking.
神是历世历代都在找有没有寻求他面的。
Through the ages, the Lord is looking for people who seek His face.
你说以色列国要起来的时候，神就找有没有一个可以做君王的。
In the nation of Israel, the Lord was looking who can be king.
在神还没找到的时候，人一直要捧一个人出来了。
Before the Lord had find anybody, people were impatient and they want a king.
说出来扫罗。
And so they had Saul.
没错，是一个王的器皿。
Well, he was a vessel for a king.
但是他不是贵重的器。
But he's not a vessel of honor.
如果从今天我们读的圣经，他是一个卑贱的器。
We read the Bible today, we know he's a vessel of dishonor.
他只要我。
He was thinking for himself.
对不对？当大卫杀了哥利亚之后，这个他说妇女们都说这个什么扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
When David killed Goliath, the women were praising David, said Saul killed thousands, but David killed 10,000.
扫罗就不高兴。
And Saul was not happy.
他说这个把千千归我，万万归他。
Why only me is only thousands, but tens of thousands is to David.
他里面就妒忌。
So he was very.
你一直要追杀大卫。
Kill David.
这大卫啊，当神给他的 comment 是什么呢？
What's God's comment on David?
神说我找到一个合我心意的人。
I found somebody who is a man after my own heart.
你知道大卫那时候很年轻啊。
David was very young at that time.
十几岁的孩子。
In his teens.
但神说我已经找到一个是合我心意的人。
But the Lord said I've already found somebody who's after my own heart.
我们在座也有很多十几岁的。
Well, there are a lot of teens here.
只要你还没过二十，都还是十几岁。
As long as you have not passed 20, you're still teens.
神在找我们在十几岁的时候，是否有一个 pure heart, 一个单纯的心要求的。
The Lord is looking for teens who have a pure heart for the Lord.
我们刚刚唱的诗歌啊，给我们有一个这个起初的爱。
That we have this first love.
一个纯洁的最 simple 的为着主。
A simple heart for God.
神在寻找。
The Lord is looking.
大卫在十几岁就被神寻找。
When David was in his teens, he was found of the Lord.
你可以说他很苦，他后来十多年被扫罗追杀。
Yes, as if he had suffered when he was being chased by Saul.
但是在他十多年，神造就了一个贵重的器。
But in those years, God made a vessel of honor.
终于有一个人是为着神建一个国，为神的。
He built a country.A nation for the Lord.
并且他也聚集了他全部能力所有的为主建一个殿。
And he used all he can to prepare for building of the temple.
要这个殿成为神与人在地上有个居住。
That this temple would be a dwelling place for the Lord.
以马内利就是神愿意跟人居住。
Emmanuel is God with us.God dwells with us.
说刚刚那个在提摩太后书最后一节圣经，他说什么？所以啊， 我们有我们该做的，但是脱离啊，这个怎么讲啊？这个逃避少年的私欲。
So our part is to flee from youthful lust.
不要以为我老了就没有少年的私欲。
Don't think that because of your age, you're older, you do not have youthful lust.
每个人都有少年的私欲。
Everybody has youthful lust.
所以保罗在这里说，逃避少年的私欲。
That's why Paul said, flee.
这是消极的。
This is from the negative side.
积极的与那清心祷告主的人一同追求。
And on the positive side, it says that you need to be with people who have a pure heart for the Lord.
愿意我们真的在主面前都回应主在这里的呼召。
May we answer the call of our Lord here.
主叫我们脱离卑贱，成为贵重。
That we will depart from being dishonored and become vessels of honor.
因为我们都遵守说，我愿意成为一个贵重的器。
May we all say to the Lord, we want to be a vessel of honor.
我们在座还年轻的。
See, here we have young people here.
但愿从年幼的时候就有这样的心智。
May you have this kind of heart when, even when you're young.
预备你的自己。
That you prepare yourself.
有一天合乎主用。
That one day you're fit for the master.
我们唱一首诗歌好不好？我们翻到圣徒诗歌。
Let's sing.
圣徒诗歌第390首。圣徒诗歌390首。我们就唱一次好不好？都有诗歌讲说，众人涌进主的国度。那当众人涌进主的国度，十架少人愿意付。众人争夺主的赏赐，世界有谁持？人虽无心走主的道路，人享主的祝福。OK， 我们就四五节，我们唱一次，我们一起祷告，我们一起来预备来。众人涌进主的国度，十架上人扶。 主耶稣啊，你是用了重价买赎我们，主耶稣，你在呼唤我们能够到你面前来，脱离卑贱，成为贵重的器皿。主耶稣，愿你开我们的心，主，给我们看到你何等的可爱。主啊，我们一生何等的需要你，离了你我们什么都不能做，离了你我们什么也不是。所以主，在我们还有的年日中，主啊，给我们有智慧怎么样来数算我们的日子，给我们还不多的年日中赶快起来悔改，来到你面前，快跑的来跟随你。但愿在我们余生里面，主啊，我们真的能够好好预备我们自己，在你手中成为你合用的器皿。我们把我们啊，不管我们在哪一个人生哪一个阶段，愿主都来光照引导我们，我们都把自己交托给你。谢谢你有说不尽的恩典，感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们聚会就到此。 Thank you.